Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. Tanor, when it was an oven, Hamukav Tamid Psil, which is properly sealed, Shenikev it me'enai, and there's a puncture in the ayin of the Tanor. The ayin is the Chur Asebar, there's a hole that's built into the oven, Kedesh Yotza Darkai Ha'asha, so the smoke can leave the oven through that hole. If that hole was smeared and sealed with cement, with tit, and the puncture was in the place of where the cement was. So she uroi, the measurement of the puncture, in order to nullify the tzamid psil from the tanor, from protecting it from tumma, is meloi kush, the size, the width of kush shelapelach, of the weaving needle that a woman uses when she weaves, nichnas v'yotzei dolek. That the puncture has to be big enough, has to be wide enough, so that this kush can enter and leave through that hole with enough space that while the kush is ignited on fire and the flame does not get extinguished. That's the size. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shaloi Dalek. The shear of the puncture is the size of the Malay kush, nichnas biyotzi, the size of this weaving needle that it could enter and leave that puncture. But there's no need that it has to go in when it's ignited. Loads are actually over by Kishu Dolik. Even if it's not ignited, that's fine. Now what about Nikiv, if the Tanar has a puncture, Mitzidai, in the side of the ayin, Hainu Bedofen ayin, on the wall of the ayin, that's where the puncture was. Shalom Mokom Hamirach, not in the place where the actual cement was smeared. So then Shiuri, the measurement of the width of the Nekev, has to be Kamalei Kush, Nichnas, V'yotze, Shalodolik. The puncture has to have the width of the size where the kush can enter and leave through that hole. Shalodolik, when it's not ignited, when there's no flame on it, Likonis v'latzis bo. So as long as the weaving needle, the kush, can enter and leave, even not ignited, that would be the shear to nullify the tzamid psil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dolik. No, the puncture on the side, if the hole is big enough where the weaving needle can enter and leave while it's ignited, then it'll remove the status of the tzamid psil. But otherwise, it would not. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon says, Mina emtza. If the puncture is made empty, the middle of the ayin, hayin b'makom hamirach, the place where the cement is smeared, so nichnas, the shear of the puncture is kadesh yikonis b'yakush, the kush can enter through that hole, shelo dolek, when it's not ignited. And minatzad, if the puncture is on the side of the ayin, hayin on the wall of the ayin, then eino nichnas, the shear of the nekev is kamalei kush, she'eino nichnas l'nekev el shavalei, meaning the needle doesn't even have to enter into the puncture, it just has to be the same exact size. And the Chena Ya'aymer, Rabbi Shimon would say, b'megufas ha'chavis shenikva, when you have a chavis, a barrel, which is sealed, and there's a puncture, she'ura malay mitza shnia shel shifain. The measurement is the malay mitza shnia shel shifain. What is this? Ku'ube ha'kesha, the thickness of like the knot, the second knot on a reed, where you're growing rye. Shiflin is rye. So the second knot on this reed of rye. This reed, also ksharm ksharm, it's built of like, it's comprised of a number of knots, like these grains. They're not equal in their size. And the chomer meshayer, the puncture has to have the width of the second knot on this reed that you use for shiflin, for rye, which is less than the thickness of its lower knot, but it's greater than the thickness of the knot above it. Okay, and that would be the size in order to remove the chavis, the barrel, from the din of tzamid psil. And Rabbi Shimon would say as well that mina emtza, if the puncture in the megufas of chavis is in the middle, then nichnas, the shear of the puncture is molaya kesher hasheni b'kana shel shifon shenichnas l'nekev. It has to be the size of this kesher hasheni of this kana of shifon shenichnas l'nekev that could enter through that puncture. But whereas minatzad, if the puncture is on the side, then eino nechnas. The shear of the puncture is kemalei kesher she'eino nechnas l'nekev. It means the exact size of this kesher, but not that it could actually enter through that puncture. And v'chino ya'aymer b'chatzavim. Chatzavim is b'kadim gedilim, these big jugs. She'nikvu, that there was a puncture in them. She'uram melei mitza shnia shel kana. So the shear of the puncture that will remove the chatzavim from the din of tzamid psil is like the thickness of the kesher sheni, the second knot, on a kana, on a reed. Meaning not on a reed of rye, it's on a reed. And the Mefarshim explain, She'af kan, here too, the kavana is for the Megufas HaChatzavim Shenikva, that the puncture is in the Megufas HaChatzavim. Mina emta, if the puncture is in the middle, nichnas. The shear of the puncture is the size of the mitzah shnia that enters through that puncture. Mina tzad, if the puncture is on the side, eino nichnas. The shear of the puncture is the size of the mitzah shnia, she'eino nichnas, that it doesn't enter through the puncture, it's the exact same size. It cannot enter, that would be the size. Though the halacha, we don't go like Rav Shimon. Now, when do we say that the puncture in the Megufas HaChavis is the size of the Mitzah Shniyah of Shifon and the Chatzavim Gedolim, it's the size of the Mitzah Shniyah of Kana? It's Bizman Shinasu Leyayin, when these barrels, the Chavis and the Chatzavim, are meant to store wine. Shehoyev Lenichla Bailim Shibem Nekev, since the owners don't want there to be a puncture there, Vishayayin Mafig Recha, because it'll ruin the flavor of the wine. So therefore, they'll kaveh these Shi'urim, Shibem Nekev Katan, if the puncture is smaller than these measurements, then it's still deemed sealed. But otherwise, it wouldn't be deemed sealed. Aval Imnasu Lishar Mashkin, if these barrels are meant to hold other liquids, like oil or honey or milk, Afilu Kolshu, even if the puncture is a minute amount, Temeim, they'll be Tamei, She'enim Nitzan, they will not be saved via the Tzamet Psil, because there's a puncture there. Vishenich Labayla Bedeka, the owners are happy with the puncture. Hoyle Va'avri Yefam, because the air that goes through the barrels is good for them. And therefore, Afilu, even if the puncture is a minute amount, it'll remove them from the status of the Tzamet Psil. And Bamed Devar Amurim, when do we say that if it's made for wine, the shear is a measurement that we mentioned earlier? Bizman Shlo Nasu, the Hanakavim B'dei Adam, where the puncture was not done by a person, meaning it wasn't done intentionally. Rather, it happened on its own. The barrel just, split. It got a little hole in it. Avlam Nasu B'dei Adam. But if the puncture was done intentionally, Afilu kolshu, even if it's a minute amount, tamayim, then the barrels will be tamay. Shanekef, shanas, once the puncture is done with intention, even a minute amount is deemed a puncture, and it will be mevatil these barrels from the din of tzamet psil. And nikvu, if the kelim themselves got punctured, either in their wall or in their floor, ha'asu la'eichlin, kelim that are meant for food, shi'urun b'zeisim, the shear of the nekev, is if shadarkam yochalotis zayis min akli, if an olive can escape from the kli, then the din of tzamet psil will no longer protect it. And also the mashkim, if the kli is meant for liquid, then shi'urun b'mashkim, shi'ma mashkim yichayim l'hikanez l'kli derech hanekev, if liquid can enter through that hole into the kli, then it'll be mvatel the kli from the din of tamid psil. And then also lekach ulekach, if the kli is meant both for food and for drink, for ochel and mashkim, then matilim also lechumray b'tamid psil bekones mashke. Meaning sha'afilu, even if the puncture is the size that even mashke can enter through that hole, then the kli is no longer protected by tamid psil. Meaning when the kli is being used for both Eichel and Mashke, we go with a stricter opinion, and even if Mashke could enter through that hole, so it'll be a smaller hole than a Zayas, then it will nullify the Kli from the din of Tzamet Psil. Okay, with that, we conclude Perek Tes. Moving along to Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Here we'll be going through the Prati Dinim of Tzamet Psil, says the Mishnah. Eilu Kelim, the following Kelim, Matzilin, B'Tzamet Psil. When you have a proper seal, the tzamet psil on the kli, it will protect the kli and that which is inside of the kli from tumah. Say the kli is situated in an oel hames, and it has a proper tzamet psil on top of it, then the kli and that which is inside the kli will remain tar. So what kind of kelim? Clay glolim, kelim that are made from gloli baka, from animal dung. Clay avanim, kelim made out of stone. Clay adama, kelim made out of earth. Shinasu mi tit, is made from tit. Vlonitzavu bekipshit, it wasn't yet furnished in the furnace. So kala kelim, halalu, all these kelim are not mekabatum at all. Ulfikach, and therefore, matzilim him, they'll save with a tzamet psil. Once it has a tzamet psil on the kli, it'll protect that which is inside of it. Now, clay cheres and clay neser. Clay cheres is earthenware. Clay neser has the same din as clay cheres. That's not mikabel tuma migabem from the exterior. We learned about this back in Perek Beis, where we said that neser is kelim that are made from neser, which was nitrous in Laz, is compared to clay cheres. Okay? So these kelim, cheres and neser, or atzamos hadug, the bones of a dug, of a fish, of the ayrai, kelim that are made from fish bones or from the skin of bones, the skin of fish, atzamos chaya shebiyam ve'ora, kelim that are made from the bones of a chaya, like the beast of the sea, or from the hide of the beast of the sea. So all of these kelim are not mekabel tumah. And therefore, once they have a tzemet psil on top of them, it'll protect whatever is inside that kli when it's located in an ohel hameis. Ukli eitz hatahirim, and wooden kelim that are tar, meaning elu she'enim mekabel tumah, these that are not mekabel tumah. For example, you have a kli gadol, a very big kli, that holds 40 sa belach, 40 sa of liquid, meaning the volume is an amma by an amma with a height of 3 amos. So since ein adam yachal taltalam kishem mleim, a person cannot move them when they're filled, so therefore they're not mekabel tumah. And the Chum darshanel she'ein kli mekabel tumah ela kishu doma l'sak. A kli is only mekabel tumah as compared to a sak, like a sack, which is movable both when it's empty and when it's full. And therefore these wooden kelim that are so big would not be mekabel tumah. And other mafreshim explain going pshute kleis, like it's like a flat board that's mishtamish like a lid for a kli. So it's a flat board. There's no receptacle to it, so it's not mekabel tumah. So all of these kelim matzilim will protect when they have a proper tzemet psil on them, bein mipiyam, whether the tzemet psil is on the mouth of the kli, bein mitzidan, whether the tzemet psil is on the side, meaning there was a puncture on the side, then you seal the puncture with the tzemet psil. Ben Yoshvin al Shulayan, whether the Kli is sitting on its base, Ben Mutin al Tzidin, whether it's sitting on its side. If they're located in an Olam Meis, so they will protect that which is inside of it from Tumah as long as they have a proper Tzemet Psil on top of them. Ayukfuyim al Pihen, Umerech es Pihen Betit al Akarka. So you have a Kli that's turned upside down on its mouth, and then the ground is serving as its covering because it's flush with the ground. And then he shmirs Tit around the edges to connect it to the earth. So matzilim kol shetach tehen arat home. Akol anemtza b'karka shemitach tehen. Hainu, bein al davarim shebichlal akli, ubein al mash betoch hakarka mitachas l'kli arat home. So here in this case, it'll protect anything which is inside of the kli, and anything which is underneath the ground, beneath the kli, it'll protect as well. Rabbi Eliezer mitame. Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold that no, it's mitame. That which is inside of it, and that which is beneath the ground. Because according to Eliezer, kli kafei al piv eino matzil. The fact that the kli is turned upside down on the ground, and the earth is serving as its seal, that doesn't work. Even though you connected it to the earth with cement. As the pasuk says, samid psil alav. You place the seal on the kli. V'lo al gabi samid psil, but not that the kli is on top of the samid psil. Though lahalacha, we do not go like Eliezer. And ala kol matzilin, kol akelim, all these kelim we mentioned in our Mishnah, matzilim b'tzamet psil will protect everything that's inside of it when it has a proper tzamet psil, whether there's ochel, food, mashke, drink, begadim, whether there's clothing inside the kli, or whether there's a kli charis inside the kli, whether there's a kli shatef, meaning a kli that could be mitar in the mikvah inside the kli. It'll protect all these things. Chutz mikli charis, except from a kli charis that has the tzemet psil, she'eino maza ala oichlam v'ala mashke v'al kli charis. It'll only protect if there's oichel, mashke, or kli charis inside the kli charis. Hainu, al dvarim, and things that cannot get tahara in a mikvah. So these things it'll protect, but not on things that can technically receive tahara in the mikvah. There it will not protect, even though it has the tzemet psil. Like, for example, if inside the kli charis you have a kli matech, you have a metal kli in the kli charis, or you have a baggage of clothing in the kli charis. So those things can technically be mitar in the mikvah, so the kli charis will not protect it. Why not? Gzeiras hachamim. From the gzeira that we learned earlier back in Parak Tes Mishnah Beis, that lest a chaver come borrow from an amaretz. And this Mishnah is taught after Beis Hillel was chozer to rule like Beis Shammai.